the first hour, our first guest, has become a Power Hour favorite. He's one of our leading voices in this country, really, of traditional American sovereignty and jurisdiction. His website, hisadvocates.org, is a wealth of information about leaving Babylon, getting out of this corporate system, whatever you want to call it, and protecting property rights. You can find a lot of information there, hisadvocates.org. He also introduced us to Pastor Wright, so we're very grateful on many respects. Love to have him on. Kelby Smith, welcome back to the Power Hour.
So happy to be back. How you doing, Daniel?
Doing very good. Yes, I'm excited. I said yesterday my wife's a very good cook, and green bean casserole is one of my absolute favorites. And so once a year, I know I'm getting green bean casserole, so I'm getting a little giddy. It doesn't take much to please me. Just, you know, let's live free in America and let me have green bean casserole. That's about it, ladies and gentlemen, and I'll be good. Kelby, why don't you just tell us briefly a little bit about yourself, a little bit about your organization, and then we'll get into kind of a little different subject that we use talk about with you.
Sure, absolutely. My name is Kelby Smith. I hold a broker's license for real estate in California. Originally a lender, and then the whole crash happened in 2008. Everything sucked up and went dry. I lost my $1 million home. I started just trying to keep the doors open in the building and keep people working, and ultimately moved into a 30-foot double pop-out trailer on one of my friend's front lawns, and it was the most humbling and humiliating experience probably of my life. That centered me, grounded me, and taught me really more about this nation as really a revenue generating model against the people versus free people under God. And so I kind of went on this journey in 08, I'd say just understanding the truth in the financial transactions for mortgages. I could be construed as a chain of title expert. I help people with foreclosure prevention. I help people with evictions. And we are getting really, really good at it. I also realized that everything that we do in this life is voluntary and by allegiance. And so when I kind of stuck my neck out there and started diving into what state citizenship was, and I was flabbergasted because it is so well-rounded in the law, and the only group that is not hunted down by the power structure, because it is absolutely one of those organizations and structures that is worldwide accepted and internationally protected. And I looked at the fraud, and I looked at the layers of the deception and the fraud, and I really just got good at understanding the how to take yourself out of that structural system and move yourself under God and under as a state citizen and get verifiable proof from the federal government, and then opt out of every single program that they have, remove your signature from everything that makes you a pledge surety for the corporation and for what they're doing, because guys, the United States corporation is not the same as America. It is totally two separate and two available things by allegiance. And so if you want to be a debt surety to the corporation, you go right ahead. But if you want to live free under God as a state citizen, you can do that too. And that's what my message is for the people. Come out of that structural system, come out of her, because that corporation has its tentacles worldwide, and really reinstituted Babylon in Babylon, known as the United States Embassy. It's a billion-dollar embassy. It can house 5,000 soldiers and 1,500 government workers, and it's the hub for the world order military force. And so they did not go into Iraq for the purposes of freedom and democracy or to free the Iraqi people. It was for the purposes of fulfilling the word of God, which is Babylon will rise again. And we are now called to come out of that structural system. And Dan, I look at it this way. Christ died not just for our souls, but he died for all of us and the entire title deed to the earth. And so that's really what we are looking forward to. In this nation is coming back under him from a jurisdictional position standpoint and not just a spiritual standpoint, because it is more than just making a commitment to him. It's a complete separation of yourself from that structural system that he has already bought you and paid for you. So why are you selling it off? Why are you being the collateral of the surety? Because the word is clear, don't be the surety.
I am fascinated by this. As soon as I first learned about this, I eventually met you and learned more. And people may be listening and they say, well, you sound like a preacher. This sounds like, you know, something my preacher would say. And this is they think this is an esoteric discussion. Well, it is in some regard. It's a spiritual discussion, but spiritual and physical are more connected than probably we can ever imagine. And even science is starting to prove that. But the point I want to make about this is literal. And who you are and the Declaration of Independence and all these things, and we've taught this and talked about this over and over and over again, because very few people relatively in this country, in this world, understand this. Kelby is one of them and is a leading voice. If you any of those things that he said interest you, please check out his website. We may talk about some of these later if we have time. I want to go in a little different direction today. We see the structures of our society. We see government, which is supposed to protect rights, is taking rights. We see the legal system, which is, you know, incarcerating people, which is supposed to help free people. The law is supposed to free people. We see educational system. We see the medical system all betraying their purpose or what their stated purpose is. Another facet of this is Hollywood, the music industry. It's almost, not almost, it is an industry unto itself and has its own facets to it. But it really, it just like the others, it's not exactly what it seems either. And you have some real good information about this. I want to spend some time talk about this aspect, about Hollywood. What really is Hollywood? What is the music industry?
Well, this goes way back into the 50s and 60s, where they really infiltrated from a demonic standpoint. And it is, and I hear you, people think it sounds very preachery, but when you start touting Satan and you start doing his works and his will within the music and towards the singers and or the songwriters or what have you, it becomes very real, because you may not believe in a God, but I'm going to tell you right now, the music industry believes largely, predominantly, that Satan in or Lucifer, his equivalent is the light of the world. And they go in, Daniel, at a very young age, and they start the programming of these future stars through the Mickey Mouse Club and these various different things, like, you know, Britney Spears came out of there, Justin Bieber, Justin Timberlake, these many, many stars, Hilary Duff. Now, they all have the same story. They were molested, and they've gone through these programming things, and so when I got to know a movie star, he's famous. I'm not going to use his name on the air, but his name has been mentioned at the Oscars, this last Oscars, a billion people, and everybody knows him. Everybody knows. But he and I get to share talks and conversation, and he's a light in that industry. He's brought many people to know the Lord. But at the same time, he's not getting the big roles. Even though he starred in two movies last year, he's not getting the super big roles because he refuses to play or compromise his faith. He will not use the GD. He will not dress like a woman. He will not have gay interactions on set. But he has told me some big, big things and a lot of really kind of sad, and it's a sad state for the Hollywood. And let me give you just one example. His friend got a contract with a major studio, and they were going to go to a signing party. And they went to the signing party. They are walking in. They're getting ready to go into the room where you sign. They said, before you go into that room to sign, you have to walk into this room right here. And he pointed towards the door. And all four band members are standing there going, what's behind that door? And so they open the door, and it's a room full of naked gay men having sex. three out of four of the band members walked in that room. The fourth, which was my friend's friend, my movie star's friend, refused to go in, did not sign on the deal, was ousted from the band, replaced. And here's what they ultimately do. Now they have you on video in a room having sex with other men, maybe your first time, maybe not, so you can get a multi-million dollar signing contract, and they can use you and manipulate you from that point forward to do their bidding and their will and their music.
There's the music. There's the break. Let's stop at that point. You may be listening and thinking, what in the world does this have to do with it? It's important. And we'll get into this deeper and some of the experiences and things that people told me. It's important to understand what you're dealing with, ladies and gentlemen, and the veil being placed around you. Stay tuned. ThePowerHour.com. We'll be right back with Kelby. Some of you may be wondering, again, why are we talking about this? Well, I know who Kelby's talking about. I know he knows these people. If we said the name, pretty much everybody listening would know this person who he's talking about. I've had other musicians come and tell me similar stories, totally separate. It's become semi-standard operating procedure. I don't know how prevalent, but maybe Kelby can address this.
Oh my God!
That for you to get. For you to get in these industries, you have to be compromised. And now it helps you understand, you see Hollywood acting the way you do. So, Kelby, go ahead. Why is this information? Continue with your story. Finish your story. I know you may have another story. But why is this important for the audience to understand?
Well, because it's basically the controls for the way that people are getting fed information. Getting fed through the news media, so they use compromised news people, and they basically bought up all the news organizations worldwide, and maybe just a few guys control them all. And they jumped in front of the music industry. And you look at I did a webinar. Anybody who wants to look at my work can go to youtube.com/HisAdvocates, H-I-S Advocates, and there's a bunch of playlists there. But I created this one webinar, and just for the heck of it, I wanted to see how many Hollywood stars were making these 666 signs with their hands and putting their eye into the, and creating this all-seeing eye and putting their eye through their, what looks like an OK symbol with their hand, but it's really a 666. And I wanted to see how many of them were a part of and or trying to compromise their position and show their allegiance to the enemy publicly. And there was over 100, and I got sick of looking at it, so I just stopped. Stars wearing 666 on their shirts, movie stars, music industry stars, wearing an upside-down pentagram on their shirt saying, "I work for Satan." Kanye had the Baphomet symbol on his pants and 666. The Kardashians wear upside down crosses, wear 666 on their shirts. Justin Bieber's ex-girlfriend, whatever her name is, Selena, 666 on her shirt. These guys are programmed to, that is their God, that is who is the light. As a matter of fact, you can watch the guys that are really breaking down mentally, like Britney Spears had a total freak out, buzzed her haircut and started going after reporters. It was because she was trying to break away. She didn't like the whole control thing. And so after that, what they do, they hospitalized her. They got somebody to care over her $200 million. It was dad, and then took her kids from her and basically reprogrammed her over the next several years to the point where she had to conform and submit and continue to do shows. And she has sold out Britney, and just one of them, one of hundreds, but sold out thinking Lucifer is Lord. She literally wrote a tweet on her Twitter, Twitter, Instagram, or whatever it was. And she tweeted, "Come, Lucifer, come." And I'm like, are you serious? Britney Spears is totally sold out thinking Now, Lucifer is the son of God, and that's really what these private societies are taking our quote-unquote leaders of our youth and flipping them into immoral positions, having them do homosexual acts, having the women sodomized and raped. And there's a literal video of Angelina Jolie where she's talking about how they brought her from to a place and were at her naked and burning her and having sex with her over and over. And this is until she got to the point of a total breakdown and total anger. And that's how the demons get in, and that's how they control. And so it's ever so prevalent. I got a great story for after the break.
Yeah, let me interject. We're about to go on a break. And ladies and gentlemen, I apologize about the graphic nature of this, but I should have told you this before. If you have children with you, maybe you want to have them listen to this later or whatever. But this is important, and the graphic nature of it, not over the top, but you need to know what we're dealing with and the forces. We had William Snowblind, the former Satanist that was on, who talked about the growing force behind the scene. You don't think that this is the Bible, or this is a myth, or these, Jesus and Satan and all. This is everything. This is all it is. This is all everything is these forces of freedom. You can say good and evil. I would say freedom or control. That's another way to put it. If you want to break it down that way, it's everything, ladies and gentlemen. Everything. This is what goes on, and he's got good knowledge about this. We'll come back and we'll finish up with this, and we'll go to some more about unity in this country. What does that mean? Getting back to Kelby, and I wanted him to talk about this because it's not just hearsay, it's not just research. He has contacts with people who are aware of these things. You're going to hear some more stories here in a minute. I've had people, like I said before, I've had musicians tell me and repeat the exact story that Kelby said his Hollywood friend told him. Exact same situation. How prevalent is it? I don't know. It's pretty prevalent, seems like, from now that's speculation. But it's happening. If you remember about, I don't know how long it's been now, 15, 20 years ago, Mariah Carey was on Total Request Live on MTV. It became a big story. She came to do a live performance, and in the middle of performance, she literally broke down, began to strip her clothes off, and Carson Daly, who was the host, was like, what in the world is going on? Tried to cover it up, stop it. Right before our eyes, she was having a nervous breakdown and breaking her program. You've heard of MK Ultra. You've heard of mono programming, where these personalities are taken and then split, and by torture and God only knows what else. Well, come to find out, in National Enquirer, where you get a lot of good news, Mariah Carey's sister says she's been involved in satanic rituals. That's what her sister said right in the National Enquirer. Okay, so Selena Gomez right now is in a mental institution for having breakdowns. This is what this veneer is. It's a silk purse out of it's a silk dress on a pig, on a hog. That's what Hollywood is. And so I wanted to before you go tell your story, continue on your point on this, because I want to give people this background so they understand this is real, ladies and gentlemen. This is a real war, spiritually, physically, esoterically, every way. Go ahead, Kelby.
Right. The nut of it is this my friend that's a star, he basically tells me about multiple things where he's experienced. I'm just going to give you one heads up. His managers, his attorneys, his booking agents, there's four different people, four different layers, eat up about 40% of his gross revenue that he brings in from his acting roles. He just got done directing a Chicago PD. He's on Chicago PD. He was in the movie Purge. He was in the movie Fences as Denzel's brother. He did an amazing job in acting. That's the level of the guy I'm talking about. He's been in the middle. I've met Viola. I've met Academy Award winners through him and through his contacts, and it's been an absolute privilege to just hang out and golf. And he told me this story once about his manager said, you know, because the production company wanted to send Michael T. And his wife, that's his name, is Michael T. I didn't want to use it, but I just did on accident. They wanted to send him to a tropical region like the Bahamas for a week with all the Hollywood insiders, and it would have been a big deal. But his manager warned him and said, "You don't want to go." He said, "What are you talking about? This is perfect, and I get to meet all these people, blah, blah, blah." He said, "No, you don't want to go. This is where they're going to turn your wife out." He's like, "What are you talking about?" He said, "Right when you get there, you land, there's going to be a few women that will grab your wife and go and bring her shopping, nails, get her drunk, put her on drugs, abuse her sexually, and the entire time, and reprogram her mind to serve them, to control you." And he said, "You don't want to go." And Michael T is all, "Oh, okay. All right." And so he's been protected like that several times in several different incidences where they are trying to penetrate his belief system, where they are trying to flip him. And he's by far one of the most solid guys I know as a friend and as a believer, number one. And his support with me and what he believes in the same stuff that I do. He's knowledgeable about the same things that I am, in a lot of different respects. And he's the one that shows me, he sends me texts and different things on, movie stars that, you know, have lost all of a sudden their mom, their kid, their sister, their brother. And we both have this belief system that, through that sacrifice, whether firsthand knowledge of that sacrifice or that loss, a lot of people that have made it, and a lot of people that get the big breaks are doing a few things. They're compromising their belief systems, and or they are literally engaging in sacrifice. And I don't want to talk about that on the air openly, but I'm going to tell you right now, I've seen videos of multiple major music industry stars who say these satanic rituals and these things that they do are very real, are very alive, and it's very scary. And they get you in it, and they don't want to let you out. And you have these breakaways like Britney Spears shaved her head, and Mariah Carey, and people on stage who completely freak out and just are trying to run away from that programming because they don't want to be in it anymore. And it's a sad day, but it's so prevalent. I'm going to guess probably 85 to 90% of the music industry and movie stars are compromised in a big way.
Let me ask you this question, and I want to transition. Why is this important to know? Why is this important to understand?
All right. Think about it this way. You're listening to a song on the radio, and the song has lyrics about Satan. You're listening to subliminal messaging that is within every single track that is being recorded. A vice president of Sony Records said that they used to, and now this is not verifiable, this is something that you find on YouTube, and so yeah, I don't know the guy, it's something I heard, and it could be a total lie, but as of back in the 70s, they would bring the master dub of a recording game that they were going to produce the records with, and they would have 13 warlocks sitting around the master, and they would pray that that master dub would infiltrate Satan and his values and his stuff into the children of today. And what do we have today? We have a complete breakdown of moral fabric of society. With our children, it's totally different than even when I was growing up. They, you know, that you can have so much access to the world through your phone. Anything you need to know, want to see, want to watch, video stream, pornography, anything. It's right there in the tip of our kids' fingers. And they're now streaming music all the time. And all of that music has been prepped to reprogram their mind at a subliminal level. And at an audio and an audible level where they're hearing the words. They're singing them out loud. They're agreeing with them. And now, and all those tracks are all laid with subliminal programming for the youth of our generation.
There's the music. One last segment with Kelly. This is going really fast, Kel. Ladies and gentlemen, I just thought it was important to, just so you know what you're dealing with. We know what the force is against us. In the last segment, we're going to talk about unity. What is unity? And especially in a nationwide perspective. Stay tuned to PowerHour.com. We're going to get off Hollywood for a second. Maybe Hollywood get off us. It'll it'd be good. But you can research. You can YouTube just stars confessing their loyalty. You can see it. You can see it right out of their mouths. And then you can. And it's not something to go deep in. I think that we need to be aware of it. That's all I'm saying. I'm going to transition to another subject. We see propaganda machine, the entertainment industry, again, they keep telling us that diversity is our strength. Diversity is our strength. And in America, we're seeing the degradation of what America is. And nothing could be further from the truth. Diversity comes from the word divergent, divergent ideas, divergent concepts. That's not strength. That's fragmentation is what it is. Here's a clip, and then I'm going to get your response, Kelby, about what exactly do we need to be unified about. Now, this is totally unrelated, but I heard this, and this totally explains it. This is coming from ESPN. This is one of the pundits on there is talking about the CBA, the collective bargaining agreement between the NFL and the players, the NFL owners and the players. I just want you to listen to this and what his rationale is why the owners have a stronger position.
Explain a little bit more. The CBA is always going to go in the owner's direction. Why? Because they behave as a monolith, as a single group, because they're mostly the same guy. They're mostly the same rich, older, white guy. Like, let's be honest, that's essentially what the owners are. They have similar thoughts about how they want to run their business. And, of course, every business wants to control labor costs. Now let's look at labor. Let's look at the players. This is an extremely diverse group. And by diverse, I mean in terms of age, in terms of family situation, in terms of geographically where they come from, their socioeconomic backgrounds, how many people they need to take out of poverty versus what they're planning to do with it. There are so many different interests in the NFL players union, right? So they will never be able to oppose the owner's position with the same kind of uniformity, and so they will always lose that CBA negotiation. Now, Le'Veon Bell is saying, yep, they have...
All right, let's stop right there. Kelly, look at your response to this and why this is important for America.
Well, it's out of the playbook of the Communist Manifesto. Diversification is the root. Division is the root of evil in this nation. And a house divided will fall, and a nation divided will fall. It's our country was founded, and I don't care what people want to believe or think. Our country was founded 100% on the ideology that we are under God only, and that we are to have the sovereignty of the king passed to the state in law. It's a Supreme Court ruling, and that the people of the state are the state citizens. And if they're one body politic of people, which is what the word lowercase state means, a state of Virginia, lowercase is a body politic of people. The sovereignty passed to the people, not to an organization, not to a head. So when you start understanding, well, let's create the layer of deception, incorporate the state of Virginia, and let's create a governmental structure, and let's start dividing the people, and putting this one against this one, and so that when we show them stuff and information on TV, they're focused on that. They're focused on football. They're focused on everything but the real problem. And the real problem is that we are completely and totally broken apart as a nation. We don't know who God is anymore. We don't honor God anymore. We're not one body politic of people. We truly are this corporate, ununified community of persons, which are fictitious entities, which is what the all capital letter state represents. And that's, they've divided us in our knowledge. They divided us in our schooling. They divide us in movies. It's one big, disgusting way to manipulate the people.
What should we be unified about? What should, because I don't, you know, we hear black and white, socioeconomic, rich, poor, whatever. To America, those things have become tools against us, but they don't matter to me. I don't care what color. I don't care if you're purple, blue. If you're for freedom, I'm with you. We're together. What is the unifying principle of America that we have to get a hold of?
We need to come back to God. And we need to stand up together as a body of people and not accept ungodly things happening in this nation. And that might be a tough pill for people to swallow, and I'm okay with that. But most Christian men in this nation have been feminized, and they don't understand their role, and they don't understand what has to happen between Monday and Saturday. They think being a Christian man is just sitting around and waiting for church services on Sunday and then saying hello to two people during the week, and that's your Christian values. We're really a compromised nation. So the values, it has to start with the fundamental knowledge that God is king, and we need to get back to that root.
What can we do to make this happen? Because I see, especially the schools, I see every institution that I see, major institution with influence, is betraying that mandate.
Right. We need a revival, and we need something is going to happen in this nation that's going to draw people together, and they're going to use it at the same time against the people to separate them and put people in camps. And you know, the 1.6 million pastors who've committed to FEMA to direct their parishioners to FEMA camps when the crap hits the fan. I mean, that's a pretty scary concept and a pretty interesting way to try to help the believers into a first class death or a first class imprisonment.
We have just a couple minutes. HisAdvocates.org is your website. HisAdvocates.org. There's a wealth of information on there. What Thanksgiving is tomorrow. What are you thankful for when it comes to this country and the things you've learned and the experiences that you've had over, you know, the last 10 plus years?
I'm thankful for coming to the knowledge that I don't have to be a sheep, that I can be a man and a child of God in law, to where that corporation has nothing to do with me. America, the United States of America, the name of our nation, that has to do with me. That knowledge of being able to remove yourself as the surety and come back under proper status and standing with God and being obedient to God, that's what I'm thankful for. And I'm thankful for the fact that I don't have any fear in this. And I'm thankful for the fact that this is still in the law, that they are still trying to hide it. Department of State talks about the state citizen, but where is it on the application for the passport? It's not. They don't want you to know, but it's real. Ben Franklin never said, I'm a United States citizen. He said, I'm a Virginianite. I'm a Californian. And 50 states united equals America. But there's a North and a South America. So we need to understand what the United States of America really is. It's not a corporation.
There you go. Kelby Smith, has been fantastic talking to you. Love your information, your perspective. Keep up the good work, my friend.